Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good morning to y'all, wherever you are, whatever time of day it is. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, otherwise known as the No BS Bishop. Why? Because I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love can easily devolve into the rabbit hole, the darkness of BS, which could be any definition you'd like BS to be, but I'm talking about it in the context of bait and switch. Bait and switch is how we try to manage, control, and fix other people. We pretend to do something good, but it turns out to be just our means of controlling people. And unfortunately for the religious folks, and I'm one of the religious folks in the world, we have had a nasty habit of BS. We've had a nasty habit of bait and switch. We've had a nasty habit of not being straightforward with one value, love. Love alone is credible. Love alone is the means by which we should relate and view the wide world around us. So today, my conversation is about my obedience to love. My obedience to love. Love is a command, and as such, it demands my obedience. It invites my obedience, and when I'm obedient to any command, and in particular the one command of Jesus, that is love, when I'm obedient to it, it brings rich rewards. I'm giggling only because that just seems so obvious to me. And before we get to all of the meat of my discussion with you today, I do a couple of things here as a means of just keeping us on track. And one of the things I start the No BS Bishop Alive to Love with is Love's Creed, a little something I wrote about a decade or so ago as a New Year's resolution. We're coming up on a new year for 2024 just shortly in a few days. And this would be a super good New Year's resolution. Of course, I would say that about something I wrote. I think it is super good. And I think it would be a great way to live out your obedience to love. So I will give you Love's Creed in total. Then we'll come back and I'll offer it like vows at a wedding altar where I'll say, repeat after me. All right. But first, in total, here is Love's Creed. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, there it is in total. Let me come back and offer it to you in short bursts and have you repeat after me. You ready? Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There you have it. If you'd like a copy of this, you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's Randy Dean Ministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail. I'd be happy to send you a copy. Then you can put it on a 3x5 card to hang on your mirror, or you can put it in your sun visor in your car, or put it in your computer, your device, your phone, where you can have ready access to it to remind yourself of your obedience to love. And that's the subject for today. So let me know if you'd like a copy, randydeanministries@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to send you a copy of Love's Creed. Well, on to the subject for today, my obedience to love. Jesus said that there was one commandment that he left behind. On Monday, Thursday, the word Monday is a derivative of the Latin word mandate. On the mandate, the one commandment, Thursday before Good Friday, Jesus told his disciples, I have one commandment, not 643, not 10 commandments. While they're all still out there, he said, on this one commandment, all the law and all the prophets hang. In other words, there's a peg out there for all the law and the prophets, like you hang your coat up in the wintertime. There's a peg to hang them on, and that peg is love, L-O-V-E. And to be obedient to love is the fulfillment of all commandments. To be obedient to love means I take it with that gravity, that gravitas, that I understand the weightiness of love. I understand the tremendous demand that love is putting upon me. I say here often that whenever I speak of love, and I do a lot, we've been here over 4 years talking about it here on the No BS Bishop, I'm always surprised that every so often somebody comes along and points their bony finger at me and says, well, you know, you talk about love, but you didn't love me that one time. And they can give me a very well-rehearsed record of my failure to love. I have learned, I used to let that bother me when I was a younger pastor, but I've come to realize at 70 and 50 years, with 70 years of age and 50 years of experience in ministry, I'm not going to get mad at you. I'm just going to do some introspection and some reflection about maybe it is true. And I could say, yes, I have not always been obedient to the commandment to love. My obedience to love hasn't been perfect. Show of hands out there. Everybody that's been perfect in your obedience to love. Let me see a hand right now. Oh, I can't see any hands. I mean, of course, I'm sitting here in a recording studio all alone, so it's kind of hard to see your hands. But metaphorically speaking, I cannot see anybody raising their hand to say they have been perfect in their obedience to love. My obedience to love demands of me a thought structure in life that sustains a view of all people around me in a means by which I look at folks who are mean-spirited or rude to me, and I have learned in my obedience to love, and again, I'm not perfect at this, but I'm reaching, in my obedience to love, I have learned to ask myself when people are rude or mean-spirited to me, what is the love loss in this person's life that has shaped them into this kind of behavior? What is their love loss, and how can I, even in some in small fraction of a way, replace that love loss? How can I speak to that love loss? How can I be in a loving manner to their rudeness, be able to obey love so that this, first of all, my opportunity for obedience to love is fulfilled, but also for this person in front of me who's caused harm to me, isn't given more reason for more love loss. Because when people misbehave, when people are rude or angry or are just outright destructive toward others around them, that shouts about something's been broken in their life. They've had a love loss from a mother, a father, a stepmother, a stepfather, an auntie or an uncle or a grandparent, somebody somewhere, significantly anyway, has dropped the ball, and they are still reacting to their love loss. This person is still reacting to life with this idea that love loss is really normal for all of us. And in some ways, it is normal for all of us because we've all suffered some love losses, right? You can probably inventory a few things in your own life right now. But we have to make choices along the way as we're able, maybe with the help of a counselor, maybe with the help of a spiritual mentor, or just friends over a cup of coffee. Maybe we have to recognize that our love losses can be managed forward, and we can find out how to be obedient to the cause of love rather than obedient to the causes of our pain and our love losses. Maybe in finding out where our love loss was, we'll find more about ourselves and how we define the wide world around us. Really, all of us, every day, we're defining the world, aren't we? Aren't we looking at the world around us and seeing news or watching other folks' behavior? Right now, we're in the middle of Advent leading up to Christmas, and a lot of parties are going on, a lot of family gatherings are going on, and we're all observing others, trying to be as normal as they can, trying to be as human as they know how to be. But we recognize everybody is on a journey. We're on a journey of love. We're on a journey to work well with other folks. And the one way to work well with anybody is to be obedient to love. Because love structures what I'm thinking. Love structures what I'm witnessing. Love structures a basis of the wide world around us for us to stand in that. Our understanding to me means, what is under my standing? How do I understand the wide world around me? To be obedient to love is to understand the wide world around me through the lens of love. The lens of love that looks at others whose brokenness has caused and is causing pain, perhaps very personal pain to me. My obedience to love takes a step away from anger and reaction and step toward seeing this person suffering a love loss somewhere, some way. And by the way, they may have just within a day or less had a significant love loss. Maybe they've lost in life and death. Maybe they've lost a friend or a pet or a good friend, a neighbor, a mother, father, brother, sister. Maybe their pain is just so raw and real that their behavior has been affected by their love loss. So my obedience to love would just demand of me to be patient, to hold my judgment, to withhold my words. There's a tough one for you. Obedience to love means that I hold my tongue. I am more than willing to keep my tongue from wagging away and causing more pain for somebody who is already in pain. The book of James in the New Testament of the Bible says that those who can bridle their tongue, woo, you are a strong human being. You're an amazing human being. If you can throw a bridle on your tongue, I have an image in my mind of a horse's bridle. But if you can control your tongue, you have controlled the course of human events. You can control, if you can control your tongue through obedience to love, well, now you've become something of an anomaly in this big wide world of folks that are suffering love losses all over us, all around us, excuse me, and all in our space and up in our face sometimes. Our tongue can create even more wretched, cancerous relationship pains. So let us be obedient to love, right? There's a saying out there that really, I mean, it makes all of the sense in the world. And you know the saying is, from the mouth of Jesus, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's the golden rule. And by the way, Jesus isn't the only great prophet of all history who has said that. Everyone from Confucius to Buddha are credited with some form of the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so my obedience to love requires of me to recognize that I'm looking at somebody as myself. I'm looking in a mirror of myself. I'm regarding my own behavior in some form or another. And now I'm going to do to and for them what I would wish someone would do to and for me. So this one command, my obedience to this one command, it just invites me to use love as a microscope, to look deeply into the DNA of a soul and a person, not to judge, but to understand. Love is not only a microscope, it's a telescope that looks back into time and history and forward into the future, to come to terms with where we've been and where we want to go. Love can be a telescope, a microscope, but I'll tell you what else. Love can be a place to sit down and rest. This is, for me, the most important point of what I want to say today. To pull up a chair, metaphorically speaking, symbolically speaking, pull up a chair and through love, set our posterior down. Put our body, our mind, our emotions down in a resting spot and obey the command to love. To silence all the rancor, to silence the internal dialogue that's just viciously attacking something that's going on around me or perhaps right in my face and perhaps just in the ether. Somewhere out there, I'm still attacking somebody for something. But to be obedient to love means I need a telescope, a microscope, but I need to find myself a symbolic chair where I can set me down. Chill my body. Chill my mind, chill my voice, chill my rancorous, and be obedient to love. I think one of the greatest ways to obey the command to love is to be still. Be still and know that I am God as a psalm, but I think it's a rule for life to be still and know that God is love. Love is God. So set yourself down. Be obedient to love and be still. Quiet your voice. Quiet the voice of others that are fighting with you. During these holiday days, we're running to this party, to that program, to this group, this family group that's invited us, and we're seeking to make everybody happy except maybe ourselves. Maybe it's important to turn down some of those invitations and just set down to rest our souls. Seems to me that the holiday season is a good time to pull yourself into a sabbatical. Sabbaticals for professionals, whether they're physicians or doctors of education or ministers in religious circles. Sabbatical means you rest your mind. You recreate your mind. You know what the word recreate means. It's recreate. Give your mind some space and rest. It's as important to rest our mind as it is to rest our body. Resting your body is vital because your body will give up on you. Your body will just throw in the towel and say, I'm done. Whatever else you're going to do it without me. Well, I see that our minds are so equivalent to that your mind needs a rest. Now, I don't mean you just empty your mind and have nothing to think about, but I do mean that there should be we should fill our mind daily. Just as a point of reference and as an exit out from stress and strain, especially in the holiday season, to exit from the stress and go into a sabbatical of mind through the obedience to love. You know, this may sound self-serving, but it's not. You might want a creed in your hand. You might want to have love's creed as a mantra, as a meditation, as a contemplation. You might want to keep love's creed somewhere close by so that your obedience to love has a structure to it. Here's love's creed again. I am alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Could you imagine yourself, whether physically or metaphorically, just set down and put yourself in a point of obedience to love and meditate love's creed? Give it a meditation and maybe just take up one phrase in there. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. Perhaps that just one line you pull into your consciousness and you give it pause to ruminate, to embrace the words, to know that love, maybe you take 1 Corinthians 13, the great love chapter that the Apostle Paul wrote to a church. You've heard me say here before that 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, is often recited in wedding ceremonies. I've done it. In fact, it was read in the wedding ceremony that Ginger and I were honored to be a part of almost 50 years ago. So while it's good and valuable for that, it wasn't written. Paul wasn't saying, gosh, I wonder what would be a good scripture for a wedding ceremony. No, that's not what he was doing. What Paul was doing was speaking to a church in the city of Corinth. And to that church, he gave them this lilting prose of love. And the love chapter might be a point of reference for you to meditate, not in particularly toward one person, but as an obedience to love, to look at the love chapter and ask yourself, put your name in there where it says love is kind, love is patience. Maybe you want to just say your name is kind, love, or your name is patient, believes all things, hopes all things. Put your name in there rather than the word love and ask yourself, wow, am I that? Because that is love. And that is the one command of Jesus. The one command Jesus is asking us, obey this. Because all of the law and the prophets hang on this one peg, and that one peg is love. My obedience to love may require me to sit down, shut up, be quiet, and meditate on the power, the beauty, the majesty, the pilgrimage, the marathon, the reach for love through all things, to view the wide world with the telescope of love, to look at the smallest molecules of behavior through the lens of love. That calms the soul, pulls your mind to a true, beautiful Sabbath. So during the holidays, as you're listening to this right now, during Christmas season, Advent season of 2023, let me urge you to just be obedient to love. And maybe the slightest, smallest, most basic obedience to love for you is to love yourself as you love your neighbor, to love your neighbor as yourself. And to know that loving myself is a perfect trampoline, a perfect jumping off place toward loving all others. Well, let me bring this in for a landing today on the No BS Bishop Alive to Love. I want you to join me in a couple of exercises now. And the first is breathing well. I think this whole broadcast today has been about stilling yourself to the obedience of love. Just bring yourself down to one point of reference. And in this case, breathing, inhaling love, exhaling love. Inhale the love that is a medicine for your soul, and an exhaling love, which is medicine for the souls of all around you. All right? So I'd like for you to practice with me this count of four. It's four squares of breathing. I want you on the up to four. I want you to inhale to the count of four. Hold that breath at the basement of your lungs for the count of four. Then exhale it out to the count of four. So are you ready? Inhale up to the count of four and bring in love into your system. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Hold it. One, two, three, four. Exhale it. One, two, three, four. Love in, love out. How about that? Let me just say as a point of practical reference, if you can't breathe in to the count of four, breathe into the count of two or three, whatever you're able to do. Just give yourself a rhythm of breathing well. It'll lower your blood pressure. It'll calm your body. It'll give you that symbolic, metaphoric chair to just sit down and hold yourself still to the obedience of love. Now, speaking of the obedience of love, I Every time we gather here, I'm challenging you to say the three most holy, charmed, magical words in the human language. Say it to somebody with eye contact. Slow it down and say it with beauty. I love you. That is really life-altering. It's especially for the giver of it, because we have to deal with our discomfort in saying that. It's a vulnerable moment in giving it, but I'm determined for my life to give it as regularly as I can, not routinely, but regularly, to bring myself to the obedience of love. And in my obedience to love, to make eye contact, slow myself down, and maybe it's alarming, alerting, disorienting to somebody, but it's only disorienting because we're not doing this more often with and for one another. To say I love you, to say I love you intentionally, to say I love you slowly, it's jarring, and we need to be jarred, don't we? Not in a violent way, but in a systemic way that brings us to the obedience to love. Well, I'm so glad you were here today. I'm so glad you chose to be with us today. I want you to imagine I'm looking you right in the eye, and I'm saying the three most charmed, magical, and holy words in the human language, and they are these three words. I love you. Yes, that's true, whoever you are. I love you. And to that end, I want you to go through your day knowing that love is a command that is demanding of all that I am and all that I want to be and all my dreams and all my hopes. And in my response to love, I'm fulfilling all the law. All the laws of human history are fulfilled in one word. Love. Why wouldn't we want to run for love rather than running away? It's time to rise and shine, ladies and gentlemen, to come into the holidays and then to go into the new year with one resolution: love, because love will fulfill all the rest of my dreams. Thanks for being here today, y'all. Happy, happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.